everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Power Athlete Radio, featuring The Crew, where a former pro football player, a D3 All-Star, and a guy who peaked in high school use strength and conditioning as an excuse to talk about everything but. Now here's John, Luke, and Tex. Drive on. Kick the wheels right before the hammer strikes. Make sure the levels far from low. I got them girls shining, oh so bright.
Power Athlete Nation, what's happening? This is Luke. Before we get going any further, I want to announce to you that we are offering the chance of a lifetime. We have the gift that just keeps on giving and that's right. At the Power Athlete Shop, if you purchase a gift certificate of $75 or more, you will automatically be entered to win a life-changing coaching experience from John Wellborn, Tex McQuilkin, and the Power Athlete Block One Coaching Network, well in excess of $3,000. The package includes a 360-degree initial assessment, 10 live coaching sessions, custom programming, custom nutrition to support your training and your goals. This is life-changing. You can take it and you can use it. Or hey, maybe you give this as a gift. So ladies and gentlemen, if you want to learn more about what we have going on, winners are going to be announced on Christmas. So head to the link in the show notes or go to pahq.co/miracle. Back to it.
Are we rolling?
We're not rolling.
We are always rolling, Mr. Wilkin.
ABR.
Power Athlete Nation, welcome to another episode of the premier podcast in strength and conditioning. Zero. We are back with an exciting one. I'm excited to get into this because we're speaking to the Power Athlete methodology in our Block One track.
Ooh, what's the Power Athlete methodology, Mr. Wilkin?
This is our online education coaches course, specifically preparing you to be a battle-tested coach. You.
Me.
Okay. To be a battle-tested coach to go into a high school setting or take into your group fitness and take on strength and conditioning. So we lay down power athlete principles and then reverse engineer, making you a better coach, taking a foundational program, then all the pieces, teaching you how to teach the lifts. So we're speaking to you in a coach's voice that then empowers you to go out and teach anyone from a novice athlete to an experienced athlete, and even the gen pop in between.
Amen. Praise thee.
No, it's great.
Praise thee.
We've influenced literally thousands of coaches with this.
And unconventional thinkers, if I may, who are athletes seeking like a high level of autonomy with their training. We've had those folks come in too, who are like, they're not yet have a desire to coach anyone, but are really looking to like add some panache to their athletic prowess.
You got a lot of roll, like a lot of circle in your
panache. Am I doing it?
I kind of like the wrist. Yeah,
it
I just like a lot of wrist.
Oh, so like it's not like a...
No, panache isn't a circle.
Like grinding coffee beans.
I kind of figure he's just rolling like little boogers in his fingers.
Oh, so like panache.
Yeah.
That's right.
So for people listening, this is not... You'll have to go to YouTube to see how to do panache. So it's like this?
It's like I'm rolling boogers and then throwing them.
So is it like that?
Well, that's the beauty of the panache. Each of you can have your own.
That goes back to your one of your coming-of-age movies, Revenge of the Nerds, with Lamar and his limp wrist and throwing style. And Wormser is a master in aerodynamics. So Wormser developed the javelin specific to go with Lamar's limp wrist and throwing style.
We call the course, if an athlete does take it, it's a coming-of-age opportunity for you to realize the depths that performance, coaching, and movement holds.
Yeah, so it can create a more coachable athlete.
Correct.
Well, and if you're that type of athlete.
I think for a lot of athletes to really get buy-in as a coach, at least for me personally, I'm sure there's some athletes that just want to be told what to do. I always like being let in on the plan. The reason that we're doing this is because this is what we're looking for. So then it always helped me as we were going through whatever we were doing, understanding the objective so that I could understand the outcome. Like, what are you asking me to do? Why are we doing this? Not to, you know, be an asshole. Like, why are we doing this? But being like, hey, like, what do you want me to do? Like, what do you want to see? How do I know if I'm doing it well? And I think part of that buy-in, and I think what we do very well with the methodology is arm the coach so that he can educate his athletes. So now he's bought in on the outcome of what we're trying to do by executing this.
And puts them in a position, the coach, in a position to go and view the girls' basketball games or the female hockey athletes or the high school football games and see movement mm-hmm. in respect to then bring it back into the weight room. So it does connect movement from the field and the sport court arena to bring it into the weight room and then empowers you to then communicate that to the athlete in their language, which is sport.
Mm-hmm.
So very depth to that. And also we have a new course offerings up mm-hmm. multiple, our trainer's course, which mm-hmm. then speaks to goals, movement, and health behavior. If you're working with primarily gen population or people that are being introduced to movement, training, and fitness for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and as well as Dr. Z's new
foot health course. Yeah.
Foot health course.
Yeah.
So lots of options and opportunities there, no matter what you are.
Mm-hmm. You know,
So we have a dirty secret. Should we play the voicemail first, or would you want to say
No, I was kind of laughing as I was sitting with Z in Arizona, and we were trying to craft like foot performance and all these different names. I kind of laughed because I'm like, I don't think people would understand foot performance. If you were like, hey, we're looking to improve your performance by fixing your feet, I don't know if that's as big an issue as foot health.
Yeah.
So we kind of landed on this foot health idea. And I think it really speaks to the idea that if you have healthy feet are happy feet, healthy feet are strong feet. And if you got strong, happy, healthy feet, you're going to be kicking ass in the weight
happy
room.
Happy feet? Is that a penguin drop, John? Are you telling us something?
So just because I can Photoshop, but I can't. The old Penguino is a terrible Photoshopper, and I'm sure he'll be making a meme right as I say this.
He's great.
Happy.
His content is killer. You guys are really missing out. I think you should
Your content is great, Luke.
You should bury the hatchet. I have three accounts I sniff through on social. One is the Inside Drop. The other is like World of Engineering. And then I also tune in with the Penguin almost daily. He has great stuff.
We know you do.
Well, I'm kind of amazed.
It's almost like someone would need to block him to, you know, create the time to create such
an allure.
Well, here's my thing with the Penguin. I'm amazed at his, what's the word?
Panache?
No, it's panache, but just his consistent effort over time. I mean, it's almost like he enjoys beating a dead horse like some other people we know. I kind of figured that he would just kind of get bored or the person would just get bored. But their ability to beat a dead horse and persevere through endless bad jokes. Just I've only met maybe a handful of people that really are that obtuse.
So I am capable of it, but I have to thank my mentor, the founder of the Dead Horse, John Wellborn, the repeater of the hour, for teaching me the secrets. So it's like almost like the master repeater.
Dude, nobody can beat a dead horse better than you. I like to think I can beat a dead horse, but I've never seen that horse. I mean, it's gotten kicked, it's gotten prodded.
You know, I don't know that we're allowed to say that anymore. Is that PC? Or are the PC police going to get us for beating a dead horse?
The PETA?
We're not legitimately going out
talking
beating
gyrus?
A horse.
No, it's a figurative speech.
Yeah, it's a figure of speech. And at the end of the day, I kind of like Joe Rogan's approach when they were trying to like cancel him at Spotify. He's like, I don't check social media.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't even know what's happening.
Oh, yeah,
and,
for sure.
And then they asked him, and he's like, I don't know. I don't check Twitter. I don't check social media.
Yeah, I don't read the comments.
Yeah, I don't do this stuff. I just keep doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then like it just fell on deaf ears where the people were like,
yeah, exactly.
If you
totally disarm them.
Yeah, let's say,
I'm not listening. So the reason we're on this is because the hotline's open. The hotline's hot. 929-464-464-0. 929-ing-ing-0. And you can call us, leave a message, text us, send us pics. That's all right. We're here for you. And we have
Please
a message
address
today.
Any obscene pictures to Mr. McQuilkin.
Yes. I will make sure they make it to his... Well, I'll send it to Frank first to send it.
Do you
text.
Want to just send it right to his text? It's 832...
Oh, yeah. Beep, beep, golly, beep.
Notify HR.
All right. Let's get in.
Nobody at Power Athlete sending that.
Let's get into our... question, shall we?
Hey, Power Athlete. This is Pete Messer from Ohio. Just finished doing my Block 1 curriculum, looking to go to one of the Block 1 coaches' weekends. My question is, as the winter months approach, that's normally bulking season, aka Jack Street.
Yeah.
But if I'm preparing to do a Block 1 weekend, do I need to jump on something a little bit more athletic like Field Strong. Keep up the good work.
Bye. So one thing we didn't mention is that the culmination of completing the methodology course, which is to really level up and narrow your coaching focus, you can come to Austin, Texas, Power Athlete HQ.
If you pass.
If you pass the course, which includes quiz questions, have a satisfactory score of 70 or above, and you get an invite to come out here and put into practice, apply the information to prove your comprehension of the methodology. And it's a testing weekend called the Block 1 Coaches Test. And it is a two-day event with a mixture
extravaganza
of coaching milestones where you're observed and training milestones where we ask you to train to be an athlete so that coaches can coach, essentially. And some like team building and like social type stuff too.
Yeah.
So that is the gist of the Block 1 Coaches Weekend. And in passing that course, you enter into a cohort of certified and licensed coaches who can use our trademarks and our programs in commerce, essentially, right? Like you can use it at your gym. And then you have access to John, myself, Coach McQuilkin over here, master coach. And we can help you on any lane of applying this methodology, whether it's how to package it, market it, business, like a business lane or even a technical coaching lane. Like we're here for you. That's the point of the cohort and the network.
You know, in relation to his question, I don't view any program as like a bulking or a leaning program because any program can be used in both. Really, the bulking and the leaning comes down to
what
you're eating.
Great point.
So like if you do Jack Street and you're eating a high protein diet and caloric restriction, that would definitely be a leaning program to get you jacked. If you wanted to do something like Field Strong in a caloric surplus, there's definitely the ability to put on muscle and be more dynamic in that way.
Oh, yeah.
So,
for sure.
I mean, it's
people pretty, get big on Field Strong.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's, you know, there's a ton of volume. There's a lot of sprinting. It's a lot of, high quality, low end, very efficient, good quality work that really puts a lot of muscle on and does some really amazing things for people in terms of being athletic. So I think there's kind of
binary, right?
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
I just was kind of amazed when I heard the question thinking like, wow. And I mean, it kind of makes sense if you're observing from the outside, but understanding what we do, that really the training systems that we have from Field Strong to Jack Street to Grindstone to Hammer are really about preparing an archetype for the demands of what they're looking for. Like we, once you get done with Bedrock, we figured out that there was kind of a fork in the road for some people, which was, I'm going to continue to develop my athleticism. I'm going to do a lot of central nervous system efficiency, a lot of dynamic movement jumping in a more athletic style of training with Field Strong, or I just need to create a larger cross-section size of a muscle. And that comes from something like Jack Street, and that becomes kind of that fork in the road and after that bedrock phase. So it's pretty interesting that somebody's kind of approaching from like, well, the winter I do Jack Street because I'm bulking, but in the summer I do Field Strong when I'm leaning. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of just I don't know, I mean, not necessarily a misconception because it's how people are attacking it, but the idea of pairing a program, with a certain deal is something I never really expected.
Yeah. But in fairness too, John, like there's certain training styles that like facilitate a bulk versus a lean. For example, if your goal was to most effectively bulk as fast as you can, would you recommend Hammer? I mean,
it's a lot of running.
It's a lot of running. Yeah. And that is now, can you bulk?
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
However, that training stimulus.
Yeah. There's. Would,
but like Johnny Watt's another one where that can, that's another one that swings both ways.
Yeah.
Shocker. It goes both ways. Hey, oh. But you could definitely lean out on Johnny Watt.
Yeah.
Or you could bulk up. And the difference would be like when you get into things for time, are you willing to like just slow down a little bit to move more weight?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go fast and burn it down? Like those, how you do the program and then how you're eating, those are the things that are going to facilitate the changes in your body comp, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've talked ad nauseum on not only this podcast, other podcasts when we get into nutrition. The only macronutrient I really saw that contributed to body composition
cotton candy.
Yeah, was cotton candy. And you know, protein. You know, it's really hard to carry a normal high amount of muscle on a low protein diet. Right. So a high protein diet. And then, you know, I did a consult with a guy yesterday and we were kind of going up some nutrition stuff. I'm like, high protein diet, caloric deficit, caloric surplus, however you want to kind of skin the, you know, fats and the carbohydrates is based upon you as an individual. Mm-hmm. And, but at the end of the day, if you're trying to put on muscle and get jacked, man, high protein diet, caloric surplus, and, you know, food quality. I mean, I always really appreciated one thing I did really like about Stan Efferding on the podcast was the idea of like food quality and micronutrients being pushed to the forefront, whereas everybody's been so obsessed with macros. He doesn't even discuss them.
Right.
He's like high protein diet and fucking just eat all these different other foods. Yeah.
These foods are the greatest way to get these micros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we were talking earlier, it's like that is like a general idea of if I'm getting this, but you might be getting these and they might not be absorbing because of, you
know, issues
some form of low level inflammation is binding up receptor sites. And now all of a sudden I'm deficient in something that I'm overloading because my body can't absorb it.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's a bunch of key factors, but I think for most people it gets them on paper.
So let's get to the question here.
Yes.
The question is, and so much like John, what you're saying, like, okay, so there's these levers to pull for like body composition and recomposition and training. The weekend where if you were to come out here and test for the Block One weekend, while there is training involved, you don't necessarily have to come
in like
competition training.
Yeah.
It's, shape.
It's not like a weekend CrossFit comp.
Yeah. If you can survive a day, like a hard day on any of our training programs. So you should probably have some experience with a power athlete training program, but it's not necessary either. But if you can survive a 90-minute training session 2 days in a row, you're in good enough shape to come out here. Is that like a fair... Now, don't come out here look like an asshole either because...
Well, we did have our favorite third monkey came out for his third monkey little part and got shattered by some heavy... Well, little did he know that he was buying light cinder blocks and, you know, the cinder blocks we had were a little heavier.
Texas cinder blocks.
Yeah. They threw him a little bit of a loop.
Because here's the thing is your ability to train, like your ability to complete the training as an athlete, spoiler alert, is not scored when it comes to judgment time. However, in the game of life and in the terms of, how do I want to put this, John? Like, ball busting will likely occur. There will be plenty of ribbing should you come in.
Yeah, no.
In terrible
if you get
shape.
Shattered, if you get shattered, we're probably going to give you a bad time. But I mean, oddly enough, we did have a pregnant woman at our last one.
Yeah,
and she was a little mad at us that we weren't letting her do more. Mm. But I was also erring on the side of I'm okay with a pregnant woman being mad at me that I'm not forcing her to do heavy farmer's carries.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we certainly do apply enough stress to see where you as an athlete fall to the level of your training.
At the coach's course. At the coach's course for the coaches to see.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're just a subject for a coach to observe.
Right, and work on there. And then we test your communication, your efficiency, and your connection with the athlete when they're... Mm-hmm. in their ultimate up their own ass stress zone.
Right. So a good way to prepare for this weekend isn't necessarily is your training. It's your coaching.
That's what I'm leading to in that where you're asking, should I follow the Bedrock program?
You could.
You can.
Right.
The most ground you're going to cover in preparation for the test is applying and coaching the Bedrock program. Mm-hmm. So we do have comprehension. We do have practical, which are pulling from that Bedrock program and testing your application of that tool and the knowledge of the methodology in which we dive deep into within the online course. So if you're applying this Bedrock program and coaching athletes up, where to start on the barbell linear progression, what happens during the reset? These are things that are tested and will help you prepare. But you applying the program is a little bit different like than you training and experiencing it.
Mm-hmm. Both are valuable.
Where both can be valuable experiences where it will help you specifically for the test and then the lifting and the coaching where you have to stand up and deliver during your practical portion. We're going to test your teaching, the movement, setup, execution, faults, where to start, how to reset the application of the sprints within the weight training system. All of these will be tested, and you doing it to yourself is not going to prepare you as well as handing off to many different ranges of athletes.
Would you concur, John?
I think it's important to do the Bedrock program as you're leading into the block one. I think if we were to look at all the people that have been successful, the people that have been most successful are the people that have experienced not only the block or the Bedrock program, but also implemented the Bedrock program with their athletes. We've had people that have come and failed, and people do fail. And their thing was, I did not implement and I did not use Bedrock
in any capacity.
Yeah. And that that always blows my mind. And the, you know, what do I do to pass this? Jump on Bedrock, follow Bedrock, put your athletes on Bedrock and learn from that experience. And I think the people that do that end up being very, very well when come back on the test.
Well, upon completion of the methodology and registration for your Block 1 test, you receive a study guide. The advice from us unanimously is follow.
Are you about to speak for me?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
The study guide. Part of the study guide is a case study in which you share your experience applying the program.
One of the, here is a stat, John. Everybody, and I repeat, everybody who has ever turned in a case study has passed in the top 10%.
Wow.
Yep. So top 10% of that class, I should say, which there's 21 folks that you'll be passing or taking the weekend with. And we have 68, 70% pass rate.
Yeah, we're right around 70%. Pretty consistent.
Right about there, which is pretty amazing considering the, as many tests as we've run, 12 now.
Yeah.
It's consistent within the pass to fail ratios.
Mm-hmm. But what would be nice is if everybody passed.
That's the easiest.
Yeah, that was just by far the least stressful, easiest, most happy moment is when everybody passes, but we've had yet to have that.
Yeah.
I mean, the test is constructed. So we have points.
It's construction too. So you come here and we have a bunch of work for you to do. Fix fences.
We don't want to tell them that. The field strong test. They're digging fence posts. Mm-hmm.
Hoeing the field.
Yeah, but no, we have a rubric, grading rubric in place. Mm-hmm. So it is 100% based off
objective.
Objective execution of your skills and representation of your knowledge and experience as a coach. And the beauty, and I will say this, the differentiator between many of the coaches' education out there, we provide feedback for our coaches, pass or fail, for them to then better themselves as leaders.
So we realize the investment. We appreciate it, coaches, and trusting us to push you along your coach's journey. And we do our part to give you the most important development tool, which is feedback.
Them? Are we pushing them or are we leading them?
Depends. I believe the year, John, was 2016 at the Power Athlete Symposium. We introduced two types of leadership styles, John Wellborn did, and it was push and pull.
The idea. Well, it's more like push and drag, you know, hand firm on the back, or I'm going to grab you by the scruff of your neck.
So it depends on what the coach needs. Some need a little push. Others need to be led. Yep.
In our next two testing weekends are established for January 29th and 30th of 2021 and March 5th and 6th.
So what you can expect, ladies and gentlemen, you must, I repeat, must. You are only eligible to come out and test with John McQuilk and myself and the crew here if you satisfactorily pass the online learning of the Power Athlete Methodology course. What you can expect there is about 16 hours minimum of learning time, best broken up into 1 to 3 hour chunks.
Now, and as
per week
going through, it's chunked out like that. As you're going through it, you're coaching and applying the program.
That's right.
That pairs with the education.
And then after you satisfactorily complete that class, you can expect to put an equal amount, roughly 15 hours, into completing and reviewing the study guide. Is that fair? With 1 to 3 hours a week. So time block that, because I know we've had people come on and like, hey, I'm enrolling today. I want to come to the block one in 4 weeks. Is that cool? No, we've never seen that successful. In fact, 100% of the people who have rushed into the block one test
have not passed.
That is right. they are invited to come back and retest. However, just know that, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're looking to join the Block One Coaches Network, the esteemed Block One Coaches Network that we call upon to help us with our missions, our secret, top secret missions, and of whom we gladly mentor and have direct access to us, it starts with popping into the Power Athlete Methodology course and putting in your time. So figure about 4 to 6 weeks to like to dig in and regularly complete that.
Well, I mean, give yourself the opportunity to be successful.
Oh, yeah.
I think all too often we put ourselves in a position to not be successful. Like, go in, do the work, do the education, you know, take your time, mm-hmm. understand it, you know, do the study guide, like, you know, snap the bone, suck the marrow, you know, to quote Dead Poets Society, mm-hmm. and actually put your best foot forward. I'm always disappointed when people come and they have not put their best foot forward.
Yeah, they're pretending or something.
Or
yeah.
They're like, well, you know, I didn't do this, or, you know, there's always an excuse. And I'm like, man, like, and we've also had people that have come in and failed and been like, I did everything. And we're like, okay, well, then we're going to help you do more. And mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. we're always mm-hmm. willing to help those who are honest with who they are. And you know, like we said, always put your best foot forward.
Yep. Yep. The absolute best, I think here's the best timeline, right? Let me know what you think here, Tex and John. Here would be the best timeline. Let's say you were to sign up for this course today, right? Have an athlete or group of athletes that you can apply a training program to for a 20-week period, 20 weeks. And take the first 10 weeks to take the course and apply the program. Then another 10 weeks after completing the course to continue to apply the program to stagnation, which you'll learn what that is in the course.
Uh-huh.
With respect to Bedrock. And if you were to take an athlete or group of athletes through a 20-week cycle of Bedrock and you were to show up completing the course and completing the study guide in that 20-week period of time,
you would slay it.
You will dominate. Dominate.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, slay.
Slay.
Slay all day.
Day. Principle 11.
Principle 11.
10?
12.
No, 12. What was 11?
Slay all night.
Slay everything.
No, it was excitability.
Excitability.
Yes. Don't roll your eyes at excitability. Anywho, do we answer the question? I think we answered the question.
I feel we did.
Okay.
Yes. So apply Bedrock.
Mm-hmm.
Get your nutrition dialed and prepared, because mm-hmm. we will lift weights. We mm-hmm. will do some field work, pick up some heavy, awkward grip intensive,
mm-hmm.
full body.
Violent hip extension.
Violent hip extension movements.
Mm-hmm.
And then test your wits. So be in good enough shape to physically exert yourself.
Yes.
And then be able to then stand up and deliver information to the best of your abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Coach.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Thank you, Tex.
Good talk. Good talk.
Good talk. Good talk. Block one. Mm-hmm. You can find us at academy.powerathletehq.com.
That's right. All the info you need is there. Yeah. And if you have questions, hit the contact form. We're right there for you, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have other questions about anything, the hotline is open and it's
always hot,
steaming, glowing hot,
hot,
glowing
hot.
Does all light emit heat, John? Visible light.
I don't think so.
To the human eye.
I don't think so.
Well, there's cold laser, isn't there?
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't know.
There are cold lasers. Yeah, I don't
think.
And
I guess heat is relative to ambient temperature. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Okay. And I'll talk to you later. See ya.
Will this be on the test?
Yes, this will be at the Block One. Power Athlete Nation, give us a call. 929-464-464.
Zero.
929. Ing, ing.
Zero.
That's right. Until next time.
Bye.
Now it's time for you to empower your performance. Head to powerathletehq.com/training to choose from a number of programs to meet your specific performance goals. And if you like to break a mental sweat too, visit academy.powerathletehq.com and become a real stakeholder in you or your athlete's success. Until next time, bye!
Your time and expertise are valuable, making focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.